frog peers out from between blades of grass. I never touched a lawn gnome or a boot or a motorcycle. It is all just a guiltless pain to extend mask. A life in exile against the life in a rut, the diastic double-crossing plaguing even now. It is all just a guiltless pain to grasp at longevity, the thingness or essence, so they say, all based on perception. But what is based on perception but what is filtered through the eye and the pupil? Student, take this for a chance, that the log or leaf or piece of garbage you so clearly wish to see and hold and force into invisible energies is only there when your eye takes it in with the light, which even that is tempered by the mind thinking. Mind thinking before sight. And so with lies and words, and so breathe lies before words. Some old dad sack of dust and loins and bones said to me while I still slept in the seed of a seed that certain things were this way and that an even older sack of dust and loins and bones was this way and that, and I believed him. Then there are those people who we praise in the books for writing all those books about how bad the books are. Polemic, yet polished stone, haranguing for whatever may be their maxim in, and knowing they are wrong, but still they tell and tell and tell and soak up the folks' praise. Hey, he makes sense. Hey, he makes no sense. Until the sense no longer matters, and what is real no longer matters. And this old sack of dust and loins and bones, and this even older sack of dust and loins and bones, are so old and dusty and bony that we can't figure out whether they are polished stones or primordial bedrock, so we figure on foundation and play safely. But we are no longer safe when we curse our seedy metaphysical pre-seed for investments that we also make in faith obscure, not for life eternal, but for fame everlasting in the face of not God, but I in hell. I overarch because it doesn't matter. For if we in hell can see the future, then doesn't it matter that so could they, the bags of bones and cloth and dust? If the beardy man makes reality make reality out of his prognostication, his sophomoric sophistry, then all his seeds are sour, and they sour the soil too. Ha! The frog goes down the lawn, leaving death out in the open. And for the first time since I can remember, he looks scared. I asked him how he could face being aware, but not being real, just a personification. And he told me that all people are just deathifications waiting to happen. And that we simply alternate without knowing the difference between the two, like a wormhole through Vishnu's anus. And then I knew he was at least half lying. But I hoped he wasn't anyway. Flake down, severance. Next stop, 2nd Street, for old city restaurants and shops. Rummage pack against shoulder, leg, pinched forearm skin. Next stop, awareness, for mirror inquiry, doubt, and masturbation. Open door, icicle snap on flush cheek, warm-blooded. Next stop, 5th Street, for Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell. Sneeze drops, slam jacket arm. Sneeze for a moment stops the heart. Next stop, education, for social Darwinism and awkwardness, and cognitive development. Black ice, the most dangerous. Not for invisibility, but timing. Next stop, 8th Street, for the Ridge Avenue subway and the Patco high-speed line. Forehead curves into glass, curved out to transparent pupil and Chinatown sprawl. Fish shop hacks heads and scales. Next stop, love, for enchantment, happiness, confusion, and ineffability, and orgasm. Swing low on seminal branches, cold to pulse, to bump, to climb, to higher heights, breach beneath fir crowns and push, push away. Next stop, 10th Street, for Market East Station and the gallery. The end is near. Marker boarded on milk crate outside law enforcement buildings. So many buildings. Taller than remembrance. Next stop, doubt. For philosophical clarity, obscurity, and crisis, and questions serving all north-northwest existential roots. Hood flaps as people escape. The world hibernates. Next stop, 15th Street and JFK Boulevard for City Hall and Suburban Station. Showered old gent, shaving cream speck lingers on mustache burn. Next stop, success, for haughty face rubbing and grand sense of accomplishment. She pulls the point down, sterile, numbed, crying in style. Aztec sacrifice, placental scream. Next stop, 19th Street and JFK Boulevard for westbound subway surface routes. Begin one way. Next stop, pain for anger and intense physical stimulus. Steel siding sparks, burning coil melts frozen streets. We harness nothing. Next stop, 19th Street and Chestnut for routes 21 and 42 east. I'm going south, by the way, can you tell? That path stretches through lines of trees, tracing its edges tall, leaning in to buttress the way. Old palace decor, druid sanctuary, shells the falling snow out to the crown. At the center, an acorn slumped to one side, its cap edging the asphalt. Landed a little too left. Wrong place, wrong time. Next stop, fear. For extreme emotional response, irrational reaction, and connections to genuine terror. Pulling the plug on Phoenix's life support, plumes explode and seats change on the bus to avoid the blinding light. Next stop, 19th and Walnut for routes 21 and 42 west and Rittenhouse Square. Sun glare bleaches cloud blanket, modern Stonehenge winding down. Man, grass, vomit, picnic. Next stop, wrinkle, for insecurity, topical abuse, and geriatric tendencies. South wind blows, hand and hacksaw. Next stop, 19th and Locust, for Route 40 West and Rittenhouse Square. Pigeon spheres huddle, break into formation on the power line. Wobble, fret, peck, wing, twist, and drop. Next stop, retirement, for boredom, insignificance, and societal estrangement. Grandfather pendulum with alarm shut off makes a simple click for 11 o'clock. Next stop, 19th and South, for South Street restaurants and shops. For everything that lives is worthy. Next stop. He said legacy with a box of ash behind him and tried to make me a brother. But close. Last time over morning coffee in the sub-dawn kitchen, Death mentioned that the pyramids had a clever architect. And we locked eyes. I think. It's hard to tell with hood and sickle sway obscured features, but we did. Invisibly smiled. No grin meant I knew he teased. He liked to play pranks. Landscape cooed that morning with birds brashing on in dim. A chirp hour adds years to them. But we did. And how godforsaken it was. See always those same two polished stones, browner, pupilling by the day. He walked, time-wearied, stiff, but not enough to reveal it. He liked to rock mouth mauls open, if it even existed. Woombus cavern tight and still didn't want to risk it. Still, until behind wind. Wind, wind, wind. Slow, smooth. And there death stood, tipping the castle stage center with the balance of his left foot, and for the first time since ever, hair. Shifting smooth over smile and eyes, soft smile to comfort. Bump of some shoulder behind me to find a line longer than Aztec sacrifice. Scars panned down, each one crushing against the stones. Ash, flesh waves on eternal levees, and the bone fortress grew. Pulsing husk of stone, soldered into silent Diablo rigging. I knew then, no. It was clear, no. All my checkmates, nothing. Free games to the ultimate rhetorician. The window. Clear bead, bend itself on clear glass, press deflated and skinned into filmy residue. A stone in the grass to stub toes, trip heels, fall upon. Close to the front, the line narrow now. He bears down, impels. Inside, rage and rack, scorched struggle, scream, break and tug to evade. Above, the hand. Clara, your wide eyes. And you, how could you? How could you know all along? Thank you.